presenting Bing Crosby. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome again to the Telephone Hour, which tonight comes to you from Hollywood. With Donald Voorhees and the orchestra and chorus, we welcome for his first appearance on the Telephone Hour, Bing Crosby. Glad to have you with us, Bing.
Well, I'm glad to hear you call me Bing. That's very reassuring. I was a little afraid this being such a distingué musicale here, you might shoo me on with some sort of a white tie billing, a big false thing.
Such as Harry Lillis Crosby?
Call me a cab. I'm leaving.
Later.
How'd you find that out?
With July 4th, only 2 days off, we've planned an All-American show. And to celebrate the 169th birthday of Old Glory, we open with Bing Crosby and the chorus singing George M. Cohan's patriotic ballad, You're a Grand Old Flag.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats through under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag. White and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag.
But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old
flag. Crosby sings next a group of old-time songs. We're going to ask him to introduce them to you. Bing?
Well, Dick, I guess you could lump these under the heading of folk music, although I'd rather you'd like them than lump them. You know, American folk music is a sort of a $2 term that gets pushed around a lot by some of these sad, fierce thinkers, but actually it's just simple tunes that ordinary folks like to hear and like to sing. I can't think of any that are more typical of what I'm trying to say than Darling Nellie Gray.
Kentucky shores where I've whiled many happy hours away. A-sittin' and a-singin' by the little cottage door where from the old
not see my way, hark, there's somebody knocking at the door. Oh, I hear the angels calling, and I see my Nelly Gray.
Saluting Independence Day, we can't miss making a melodic bow towards Stephen Foster. Stephen Foster was thoughtful enough to get himself born on the 4th of July. He wrote good songs as easily as you breathe, if you're breathing easily. Suppose we take a flyer at the Camp Town races. I have no entry in this event, praise be. Camp Town ladies, sing this song, doo-da, doo-da. Camp Town racetrack 5 miles long, oh, doo-da day. Come down there with my hat caved in, doo-da, doo-da. Going back home with a pocket full of tin, oh, doo-da day. Wine a run all night, wine a run all day. I'll bet my money on a bobtail nag, somebody bet on the pay.
Wine a run all night. My money on a
bobtail
nag.
Somebody bet on the bay.
Somebody bet on the
bay. Oh, the long tail filly and the big black horse. Doo-dah, doo-dah. Side of track and the boat cut across. Oh, doo-dah, day. The blind horse sticking in a big mud hole. Doo-dah, doo-dah. Can't touch bottom with a 10-foot pole. Oh, doo-da-day. Wine a run all night. Wine a run all day. I'll bet my money on a bobtail nag. Somebody bet on the bay.
Wine a run all night. Wine a run all day. I'm gonna like it in the bobtail nag.
He'll run away from the bay. Come on the track, doo-da, doo-da. Bobtail flinger over his back. Oh, doo-da, day. They fly along like a railroad car. Doo-da, doo-da. Running a race with a shooting star. Oh, doo-da, day. I'd like to close this trilogy with a solid Western, indubitably the greatest Western song of them all, Home on the Range.
Deer and the antelope play.
discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range,
where the deer discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Heavens are bright with the light from the glittering stars.
Have I stood there amazed? And I've asked
as I gaze if their glory discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all
day. Right in through here, if I may, I'd like to get the ear of my old sparring partner, Mr. Donald Voorhees, just for a moment.
What's on your mind, Bing?
Well, I'd take it very kindly, Don, if you'd audition me on a little song I'd like you to take back east, see if you get the boys to plug it around there. It goes like this.
Just say that I'm a friend of yours.
Sounds faintly familiar. Name, please?
Well, it's a tune called A Friend of Yours, Don, written by my good friends Burke and Van Heusen.
Wouldn't be from a movie, would it?
Could be.
Not from a movie called The Great John L.
However did you know, Don? You're positively psychic tonight. The Great John L., that's right. All about the famous Boston Strong Boy. A great fighting man in his day, Don.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't care to say who produced the picture.
Oh, I couldn't be that obvious. No. Twist my arm a little.
And so it comes out. Not sufficiently occupied with radio, acting, recording, playing golf, and touring army camps, Mr. Crosby becomes a motion picture producer.
Anything to get away from Hope, Dick. Anything. Seriously, I became interested in the story of John L. because he fits in with my ideas on Americana. His background, the color, and the sweep of his personality, you know, they left a considerable mark on the America of his day.
I guess he belongs, being on this All-American program. Well, come on, give us the chorus of A Friend of Yours.
Well, just for you, Don. You've been so sweet, I...
Just say that I'm a friend of yours, and maybe they won't get wise. And if they see us together, tell my heart
it mustn't sing. To me
Thornton's well-known ballad, When You Were Sweet 16. We've built a little medley around this number, painting a picture of America in the gay 90s. It's presented now by Bing Crosby and the chorus and orchestra.
When you were sweet.
on. He'd glide across the floor with the girl he adored. But his brain was so loaded, it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with alarm. He'd ne'er leave the girl with the strawberry curl. And the band played on. Donald Voorhees and the Bell Telephone Orchestra and Chorus, Bing Crosby closes our holiday program with Irving Berlin's stirring tribute to our country. It's a prayer, a hymn, and a prophecy rolled into one. It's a song close to the hearts of all Americans as we look back upon the victories won and look forward to final victory. Bing Crosby's voice speaks for 135 million people as he sings, God Bless America.
Storm clouds gather far across the sea. Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be faithful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. With fall, God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Crosby. Next Monday at this time, our soloist will be Yasha Heifetz. And on succeeding Mondays, you will hear Nelson Eddy, Maggie Tate, and Joseph Hoffman. So until next week, then, for Music You Like with Yasha Heifetz, Donald Voorhees, and the Bell Telephone Orchestra, we remain sincerely yours, the Bell Telephone System.